Well, welcome to the prayer segment for the website here at the Bethel United Methodist Church. If you click on the slides page, you'll bring up a screen that tells you all the people that we know about that's asked us to put them on our prayer list. And, of course, we always know there's others besides that. So we always come in a prayer of agreement with and for all of those, because we know there's always prayers out there that maybe never mentioned aloud, but God hears them too. And we're grateful for that. But I've been thinking about, and you've heard me say it before, those of you who have known me for these past 10 years, that the Lord's Prayer is what we talk about. But I really always said I think that the real Lord's Prayer is in John 17, because that's where Jesus prayed for us. But the prayer that Jesus taught is also the Lord's Prayer because he taught it. But I think it would be better, as you hear me say, let's pray the prayer Jesus taught, because it's a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. So I've been thinking about how maybe we should break it down. And this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we have forgotten and forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now, many people misunderstand the Lord's Prayer to be a prayer that we're supposed to recite word for word. And it's a good thing to memorize it, like Psalm 23 and some other scriptures that we have over the years memorized, and we say it by rote. But some people treat the Lord's Prayer as a magic formula, and it's not. And the words themselves have some specific and power, and more importantly, influence on God. We have influence on God? Oh yeah, that's why he sent Jesus. So the Bible teaches that we are very interested in talking to God, and he's very interested in talking to us. So I think it is a prayer that should be understood as an example and a pattern how to pray. And I think over for the next couple of weeks a little bit, I'll try to do a little bit of teaching on the Lord's Prayer. But with that said, let us pray the prayer together that Jesus taught. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but hear this church, but deliver us from the evil one. Wow! For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.